I don't need to repeat the title. My name's Alex Woodley. I'm a postdoc working with Craig at the Hera Research Station in Ontario, Canada. And again, another nice aerial photo. We're about an hour east of Detroit, so fairly south for Canada. And I'm not going to reiterate completely what we the entire study, but kind of the objectives on this section is to look at the effectiveness of N application methods in terms of broadcast incorporated, and injection on increasing crop yields, crop N uptake, and improving nitrogen use efficiency. And then again, look at those same parameters with the use of a urease inhibitor alone or in conjunction with a nitrification inhibitor. And then to evaluate the economic benefits and or costs using these inhibitors. And so we use agrotane as the urease inhibitor and then SuperU as the dual inhibitors for the urea and then agrotane plus for the UAN treatments. And for the new people that arrived, this is kind of the setup for the study. We have one control and then we kind of have four broad categories to do with placement and or timing. It kind of begins with broadcast incorporated with urea, injection with UAN at pre-plant, and then injection again at side dress. And within each of these categories, there's kind of a baseline fertilizer, either urea or UAN, and then the fertilizer plus urease inhibitor, and a fertilizer with both the urease and nitrification inhibitor, or like dual inhibitors as I'll mention them. And here's the picture of the wind tunnels while they're in one plot. We take the yields on not within the wind tunnel rows, but this is kind of the setup we have here. And to start, we'll get above ground biomass. Every 3 weeks, we sample plant matter and do weight and also nitrogen concentration. And the main thing that comes out here is that there's not a lot of difference in the treatments. It's a pretty tight treatment effect, except with the control, which is the red. Quite a bit lower. And these are the pre-plant comparisons, so broadcast incorporated, and injection. Now, if you compare injection between planting and at side dress, in the planting effect, you do see a slight separation when you use both inhibitors. But other than that, not a huge amount of differences. And this kind of trend falls again in 2016. Not a lot of differences other than the control. So the effect of these inhibitors aren't really coming out in biomass. And again, when you compare planting against side dress, there is a slight increase, but not significant. Don't worry about it. And we'll go with the corn grain yields. So as Craig mentioned, there is a huge rain event that happened in between the fertilizer planting at planting and then the fertilizer at side dress. And so this could have a major effect on kind of the efficacy of the pre-plant treatments. But the take-home message here that's really big is the act of side dressing really improves yield just with the baseline fertilizer. And we are seeing some separation with using the UAN with the two inhibitors in some cases, and then in the side dress phase, there's not a lot of difference. But again, there's a lot of variability because it was a pretty wild year in terms of rain. But in the broadcast incorporate, again, you do see some yield benefits by using either inhibitor. And in 2016, we have the estimated quote-unquote corn grain yields because the corn's still in the field. So in last week, I went and took five plants and got the grain count and then extrapolated based on plant count. And so in general, this kind of follows pretty well when we get the final harvest. It lines up, but the absolute values may be different, but the relative differences tend to stay kind of solid. And what we're seeing here again is that the side dress itself, the most effective form of placement and timing, and interesting, if you are going to, like, and when we plant it at pre-plant, if you do use both inhibitors, we do see an increase in yield with injection. And again, there's not a lot of difference at the side dress phase. And this is kind of, it's following Dr. Drury's presentation in that we're seeing increased yields when there's less ammonia losses. The preliminary results for the injection at side dress are even lower N losses. So there's inverse relationship. There's less N being lost to the to valorization, so there's more N for the crop's uptake. So it's making sense what we're seeing so far. In grain N uptake in 2015, we again see that side dress coming out as the best option without any inhibitors. And we are seeing that if you use an inhibitor at the injection, you're getting a large increase in grain uptake, especially with the dual inhibitors. And again, you see that again in the broadcast. And with nitrogen use efficiency, again, highest at side dress, but you do see dramatic improvements using the dual inhibitors, both at the pre-plant injection and at the broadcast, which is pretty dramatic results. And so there has to be an economic component to this. Is this increased cost of these inhibitors going to be worth it to the farmer? And we did an economic evaluation based on these assumptions. These are in Canadian dollars. You got corn at $5 a bushel, and then urea, 600, UAN at 400, and then the associated cost of the inhibitors. And so there's a lot of data on this table, but I'll start with the yield. Here they averaged over the 2 years. You can see there's control quite a bit lower. You can tend to see an increase with each use of the inhibitor and not in the side dress. And this column here is the net profit. So it's already got the cost of a fertilizer incorporated in it. And then here are the costs of per hectare of these different fertilizers. These are either as a baseline fertilizer or as the with the additional inhibitors. And so what I've done here is I've taken the profit from having both inhibitors and subtracted it from having just the baseline fertilizer. And we're seeing that in the spring, if you use it at pre-plant, we are seeing an economic incentive to use it, especially with the dual inhibitors, and the highest being at pre-plant injected with $284 per hectare. And just for illustrative purposes, if you put that to a 100-acre farm, it's quite a bit of improvement. And the other interesting thing is that side dress, there really isn't any economic incentive to use it, and that makes sense. It's the period when the crop's going to be taking up the most amount of N, and it doesn't, and basically the amount of risk is increased by doing it at pre-plant. That period between planting and the high growth phase, you have a lot more chance of loss through either ammonia volatilization or through nitrate leaching. And there wasn't a large yield effect, so the increased cost plus the not much yield effect, you get kind of a negative incentive. So in summary, side dress injection was the big winner here, with increased yields of 34% over pre-plant placements across the board and an estimated 30% in 2016. The use of the dual inhibitors at pre-plant injection increased yields at 14% and an estimated 18% in 2016 compared to no inhibitors. And in these last 2 years, the inhibitors appeared ineffective when used as side dress for yield. Now, the 2016 was still to be harvested, but that's the preliminary results. And also, nitrogen use efficiency tended to increase when you used both inhibitors. For example, the pre-plant had a significant increase from 33% to 57%. Side dress, again, the placement method was the most effective at changing the yields, and at 66% versus 42%. Greatest economic benefit was from using the best economic benefit in terms of change was at pre-plant if you use both inhibitors at $284 per hectare. And the additional cost of the inhibitors constitutes an economic loss if used as side dress compared to no inhibitors. So the incentive isn't there. And so we'll, as Dr. Drury said, we're going to do another year and see if we have a more typical year in terms of precipitation and kind of see these trends continue. I'd like to acknowledge Fertilizer Canada and the Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada Ecosystem Productivity and Health Program and Dr. Ragas for providing the super youth. Thank you. Any questions?
We have about 5 minutes for questions.
Okay. Yes.
Did you research a facility near Putnam?
Not too close, no.
It's south of Detroit, though.
That's true. Fun fact, it is south of Detroit, yeah.
Well, I guess I'm a little interested in this because what did most of your farmers do in terms of pre-plant nitrogen? You're showing that side dress is better, and yet most of your emphasis is on pre-plant. This whole session deals with 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like to me you'd be better off with side dress applications. Now, what happened, just that you could speculate, if you took your treatments, all your broadcast, and put them out at side dress?
Broadcast at side dress?
Right.
I would say that it would still be like urea, the effectiveness of the inhibitors may be increased with the
broadcast.
Well, broadcast urea is the worst, I think. And so I like, even though there's lower risk maybe at that side dress period, I think if there's going to be any benefit, it'll show up rather than the side dress where it's injected. And so I think there'd be more of an increase than, but I still think the effectiveness is at highest at pre-plant. Yeah.
What was nitrogen rate that you used?
We used 150 kilograms of N, and then we had a starter with 20 kilograms.
And what
probability? This is continuous corn right now. This is year four. We're switching over to another field after this to avoid the obvious effect of continuous corn. Well, that would be the next step. If we're finding like benefits from these inhibitors, in theory, you could apply less N if it's less is being lost. So that would be the next step. Would be doing an N rate trial to see if you can get away with using less. If there's, as we see, massive reductions in ammonia volatilization loss. So.
What is the corn price you use for economic analysis?
Pardon me?
What is the corn price you use?
$5 a bushel.
Canadian,
sorry. So.
Someone will be happy about that, obviously.
We still have time for another question or two.
No, this is a very basic, yeah. Pardon me? Oh, sorry. Did I include any application costs to the application or to the economic evaluation? And no, this is just kind of a preliminary one. That would be. In terms of the labor time and all that stuff, it's worth thinking about. But
in your region, is there a significant risk of waiting until side dress application for farmers maybe not being able to get into the field because it's too wet?
Yeah. This is a heavy clay region, so you can get in scenarios where once it gets wet, it stays wet, and you kind of miss that window. So there is that incentive at times. Yeah. We just kind of incorporated with just about 3 to 4 centimeters, and so not too deep at all. It's kind of a shallow incorporation.
Any others? Okay, thank you.
Thanks.